Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
From New York, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. 0-2. 0-2. Prosecutors in Baltimore failed again to get a conviction in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero was found not guilty of all charges yesterday. Not guilty of all charges yesterday. He was accused of second-degree intentional assault, two counts of misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. Well, Nero was one of six charged in the second to be tried in the Gray case. The case against the first officer to go on trial, William Porter, remember that, we discussed it here, ended in a mistrial that was in December after jurors could not agree on a verdict. Congressman Elijah Cummings, a Democrat from Maryland, is not happy about the verdict, but is calling for calm.
I ask people to respect the decision, whatever it might be. And I would tell them that Judge Williams is a man who served in the Justice Department in the Civil Rights Division. So he is very sensitive to these issues. And again, a man who is a brilliant jurist and a very fair jurist.
Well, it looks like Cummings' message, fortunately, is resonating so far, because in contrast to the violent protest after Freddie Gray's death last year, there were only a dozen protesters outside the court after the judge ruled Officer Nero not guilty.
Freddie Gray did not kill himself. You know, I don't care what he should have been convicted of. He should have been convicted. I don't care what the crime, or, you know, what the charge was. There should have been a conviction.
It's just not fair at all to society. This is our city. They don't live here. We live here. They work in our city, and they killing us and don't care.
Four officers have yet to stand trial. Officer Garrett Miller, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Sergeant Alicia White, and Officer Caesar Goodson Jr. The trial for Goodson, the van driver, will start on June 6th. So I want to remind you of this. 1 year ago on this program, on the TJMS, I did a segment entitled, "Is the case against the Baltimore officers crumbling already?" In that segment, we discussed the mountain of criticism leveled against Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby for allegedly overcharging the officers. We also discussed Paige Kreuter, who spent 21 years in the Baltimore State's Attorney's Office. Kreuter had written an editorial and appeared on CNN to discuss what she called Mosby's inexperience, recklessness, and political ambition.
She didn't use the tools available to her. She herself is terribly inexperienced. She never personally was involved in any cases of these magnitude. And further of all, you can look at the charges themselves that tell you that she doesn't have her ducks in a row. Her probable cause statement, which she drafted, and it wasn't the police officer doing it, she drafted to establish probable cause for the arrest of these officers, do not support the charge of second-degree murder.
So, two people, no convictions, four more to come. So it's what with what's happened thus far and with what's to come, the question is, were Mosby's fiercest critics correct? Did she rush to judgment when charging these officers?
And did charging these officers help to silence the...
Bring some peace to
bring some peace in Baltimore? Had she not gotten these charges against these officers, would the Baltimore riots been worse?
Well, Tom, that exactly is the question that people are saying is what's wrong, that she brought the charges to bring peace, and that's not why you bring the charges. You bring the charges when you are absolutely sure that someone did something wrong. She should not level charges just to bring peace. That's not her role as the state's attorney.
Yeah. Yeah.
My question, Don, and I was having this conversation with somebody on Twitter yesterday about the choice now of going before the bench trial or having a jury trial. Do you think this will affect the decisions made by the lawyers of the the officers that are still charged?
I do. I think the officers that are still charged are looking at going, man, this is good. So far, you know, there's been no conviction. And so far, if you look, and it wasn't just Paige Corridor. I mean, right. It was Sonny Hostin. It was a bunch of prosecutors who were saying, boy, this is too fast. And, you know, the charges don't support. But it was tough because, as Tom said, you wanted peace, right? People wanted peace.
Yeah.
But I think a bench trial, people thought, I think that a jury trial would have a different outcome than just a bench trial.
Well, who decides that it's going to be a bench trial or a jury trial?
I think that's done by the prosecution.
By the prosecution?
I think it's done by
the first one was a jury trial.
Prosecution and defense, yeah.
I thought it was the defense asked for either a jury or a bench trial. Yeah.
I think they all have to come to agreement on if it's a bench trial or a that's me. I'm not sure about that. I'm not.
I don't
a legal
even play
expert.
One on the radio.
The first one was a jury trial, and the jury was hung.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a mistrial.
Reporter, right?
And he has to go back.
He's got to go back.
He still has to go back. Okay.
But the prosecution has to be looking at this going
right.
and thinking about their strategy for the other officers and even for the retrial of Porter. They've got to be looking at this going, what have we done wrong?
And because what needs to be
done? To have
done,
a mistrial,
yeah.
And then to have this person not guilty on all charges?
And looking at the judge, too. A lot of people were thinking, okay, it's a black judge. What does that mean? But he is a man that they had a lot of respect for or still
you
do.
You heard Elijah Cummings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about Judge Williams. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But there was peace last night.
Thank goodness. And let's hope there remains peace.
Good. All right. Good job, Don.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, everybody.
You too, sir.